科学发达，所有的东西是越做越小。
With the technology advancement, things are being built smaller and smaller.
看起来是很好，用起来不是顶好。
It looks better, but from a usage standpoint, it's not as practical.
常常出问题。
Oftentimes, there are misusages.
所以这个技术方面的东西啊，是有限度的。
With technology, there is a limit.
所以我们要晓得啊，不要以为这个世界上的人这么聪明，什么都可以做。
So let us not be fooled in terms of things that the world, the people in this world are so smart that they can accomplish everything.
人的这个卑劣的本性，总是想有一天要比神更聪明能干。
That based on our corrupted nature, we think that we are actually better than God.
但是我们相信，人是永远不可能像神那样子的。
But we know that as human, we can never be like God.
所以我们在神的面前最好是要谦卑。
So we need to humble ourselves before God.
我们过去啊是在这个读提多书。
During the past few studies, we've been studying the book of Titus.
我们都知道提多书是基本上讲教会的。
We know that the book of Titus is a pastoral epistle talks about the church.
我们都知道神把教会建立在地上有一个目的。
We know that there is a purpose for God establishing the church in this world.
就是能够继续主耶稣当年在地上的事工。
So we'll be able to continue Jesus' ministry on this world.
传扬神的爱，神的福音。
To continue to proclaim the good news of God as well as the love of God.
传扬福音不是只是用口来传。
But to proclaim the gospel is not just by the words of, that comes from a person's mouth.
更重要的是我们要用我们的生活来见证神。
But more importantly, we need to testify of God's goodness through the way we live our lives.
让不认识神的人从我们的身上能够看到神的形象。
So those that do not yet know God will be able to see the image of God through the way we live our lives.
所以使徒保罗在提多书里头讲的很多关于神的儿女该有的行为。
So the Apostle Paul in the book of Titus writes this letter and telling our fellow Christians the way they should behave.
也是我们这个做神儿女的人应该注意的这些教训。
And as a child of God, we should also view these teachings as relevant to our lives.
神的话就好像一面镜子。
For God's word is like a mirror.
我们在神的话里面就能够看到自己的形象。
And that before the word of God, we will be able to see our true self.
假如你在神的话上的看不到自己的形象，你读神的话白读了。
If you cannot see the true self as you study the word of God, then you have just wasted your time.
读神的话就是自己要长进。
The purpose of studying God's word is for the maturation of one's life.
盼望我们活在世人的眼前，越来越像神的儿女。
That as we pray that as we live our lives before men, people will see that we do indeed belong to God.
今天多半的基督徒，那不信的人更不要谈，读起圣经来都是替人家读的。
Most Christians, the world today, study the Bible for the purpose of others. For the
丈夫是替太太读的。
Husbands study the Bible for the wives.
太太是替丈夫读的。
Wives study the Bible for the husbands.
读了圣经以后就可以 讲丈夫这个也不对，那也不对。
After studying the Bible, the wife can tell the husband where he needs to improve or where he has a shortcoming.
丈夫也是一样的。
And the husband does the same thing.
所以这个不但没有学到功课，倒反而引起了家庭里面的不和。
Not only did they not learn the important lessons from God, rather it causes dissension within the family.
我今天要跟弟兄姊妹们谈的多半是谈到姊妹们的事。
Today, I will be mostly talking to the sisters.
我就在想，为什么神花这么多的篇幅来讲姊妹们？
And as I was preparing it, I was thinking, why did God spend so many passages, so many verses, speaking to the sisters?
你看在啊这一段里头，就是在这个提多书第二章这里啊，讲到老年的男人，然后就讲到老年的妇人、少年的妇人啊，这个其他的这个是仆人啊等等。但是花的篇幅最多的是姊妹。
In this, Titus chapter 2, Paul refers to the older men, then the older woman, then the young woman, then the young men, and then ultimately to the bondslave. Though he speaks to all, he spends the most amount of verses on the woman.
也许我们中间有不少弟兄们跟这个男人讲，当然了，这女人是需要教训的嘛。
Some of the brothers here, some of the husbands here are probably thinking, of course this is true because the women need to be taught.
你假如这样子想，对不起，你就错了。
And if you're thinking that way, then your thoughts are incorrect.
我的看法不是因为姊妹们需要更多的教训。
For me, my conclusion is that not women do not need more teaching.
我觉得神花更多的篇幅在姊妹的身上，因为神知道姊妹的地位是很重要的。
The reason why God spends so many verses teaching the woman is because God views the woman as vital to the family.
我上一次讲到这个母亲的时候，讲到母亲是一个家庭的一个支柱。
Last time when I talked about mothers, I stated that mothers are the is a foundation.As the main support of the family.
一个家可以没有父亲，但是不能没有妈妈。
A family could be without a father, but cannot be without a mother.
而且，教养儿女的主要的责任是在妈妈的身上。
Also, the teaching and the rearing of a child responsibility falls upon the mother.
爸爸是一家之主。
Though the father is the head of the household,
将来他在神的面前要为他儿女的行为负责任。
Though he has to one day stand before God and be responsible for the behaviors of his children.
所以我们中间做父亲，你要小心，你不要以为我太忙，我没有时间教儿女，神将来就要抓住你，要你负责。
So as a father, be aware. Do not come before God one day and say, I was so busy, I did not have time for my kids.But God one day will make you be responsible for their behavior.
我们都了解，事实上，真正教养儿女、影响儿女最大的是妈妈。
However, we know that though the one that teaches and has influences on the children is really the mother.
所以，神对姊妹们有更多的教导。
And that is why God sets aside more teaching for the women.
因为真正在神面前的见证是建基在姊妹们的身上。
Because the testimony before men is set by the women.
好了，我讲了这个之后，姊妹们应该心里面舒服一点。
And hopefully after what I just stated, that the sisters will feel more comforted.
因为下面的话是讲得很重的。
Because what is to follow is not as pleasing to the ear.
假如我不先给你们一点温和剂，可能你们受不了。
Because if I had not started off by comforting you, maybe you will not be able to accept what is to come.
我们现在来看提多书第二章。
Let us turn our Bible to Titus chapter 2.
第三节到第五节。
And we will be reading from verse 3 to verse 5.
我想今天假如能把这三节看完了，这就是很好的收获。
If we can finish the study of these three verses, then we would have accomplished a lot today.
第三节说，又劝老年妇人举止行动要恭敬，不说谗言，不给酒做奴仆，用善道教训人，好指教少年妇人爱丈夫、爱儿女，谨守贞洁， 料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道理被毁谤。
Titus chapter 2 verse 3 through verse 5. Older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good, so that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored.
是很明显的，这三节的教训的对象基本上是姊妹们。
And so we can see very clearly that these three verses are referring to the women.
我们先有点祷告。
And let's pray together.
主，你自己的话语，求你使用。
The Lord, please use your own words.
给我们智慧，让我们知道如何来按照你的心意分解这些话语的意思。
Give us your wisdom so we know that it is through your method that we understand what is the teaching of these verses.
求主掌管我们的心灵。
Lord, please take control of our heart as well as our spirit.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 上一次讲到啊，这个老人们应该如此，现在转过来就要劝老年的妇人。
Previously, we talked how an older man is to behave or to act. Now we turn our attention to how an older woman is to act.
在这个当时啊，保罗那个时候，能够称为老年妇人的，大概都是60岁以上的妇人。
In Paul's days, for a person to be called an older woman, she is probably in her 60s.
在教会里头，年老的人应当要受尊重的。
Within the church, an older person is to be respected.
所以我常常啊，这个重复这些话，盼望我们的年轻人能够懂得这一点。
I keep on repeating this point is because I want our young people to understand this.
今天的社会，今天学校里的教育是撇弃这个老年人的，是轻视老年人的。
In the world today, in the school that teaches us, they do have a philosophy of disrespecting and not honoring the older people.
他们认为在老年人到了年老的时候就是浪费这个粮食。
And they feel that as people get old, as they become older, they are non-productive and it is just a waste of good resources.
所有的想法都是过时了。
All their thoughts are antiquated, are old.
最好能把这些人用这个药给一个个就打死。
Maybe even to put them to death.
那这个不是我在这个讲话危言耸听啊，你听过这安乐死这个话吗？
And this is not something that I made up myself. Have you ever heard the term of
安乐死？mercy killing.
Mercy killing.
Yeah. 你到了老年的时候，你坐也坐不动，也对国家社会没有奉献了，是最好就让你下土吧。
And as you get older, you become non-productive, and you cannot provide anything to the country, so it's better for you just to die.
也许下土都太贵了，最好一把火烧掉了。
And maybe to be buried is just too expensive, might be easier just to cremate you.
因为老人没有价值。
Because old people have no value.
年轻的人，我希望你不要有这种观念。
And I hope the young people among us do not have that kind, the same kind of ideas.
不管世界上的人怎么讲。
It doesn't matter how this world is, teaches you.
神的话是绝对的有智慧。
God's word is with absolute wisdom.
你知道吧，弟兄姊妹，我最近常常思想，为什么今天的世界上这样子的混乱。
I've been contemplating this thing for a while. Why is the world the way it is today?
讲个很坦白的话，我实在对这个国家厌倦。
I'm really tired and weary of this country.
有的时候我静不住，就在想，假如我现在要搬到另外一个地方，搬到什么地方
？And I would start thinking if I could move to any place in this world, where would I move to?
你知道吗？我想来想去，找不到一个好地方，我情愿搬过去的。
But the more I think about it, I cannot find a place to replace here.
因为今天世界上已经没有一寸安静的土地。
Because there is no utopia in this world today.
这个社会上所有的罪恶，其他的社会里都同样的有。
The crimes that are committed in this country is committed everywhere else in this world.
可见的不是只是地区的问题，是人心的问题。
So it's not a region, local, an issue of locality, but rather it is an issue of the man's heart.
为什么今天世界上乱成这个样子？
Why is it the world the way it is today?
我觉得问题很简单。
I think the question is very simple.
因为这个世界违背了神，失去了对全病的认识。
I think the answer is very clear, is because they do not know who God, and therefore reject the authority of God.
神，他是全病的来源。
For God is the source of all authority.
他借着全病来建立整个社会上面的一切的架构。
That it is through his authority, through the authority that he gives, that the social fabric is built.
他把权柄给政府。
He gave authority to the government.
他把权柄给父母。
He gave authority to parents.
他把权柄给教会带领的人。
And he gave authority to the leaders of the church.
真正神掌权的地方都是有条有理的。
Anywhere that God is in control is a place that is run with correct methods.
在神的社会里头，年轻人要尊重年老的人。
In God's society, a young person is to respect an elderly.
我们的价值不是人的价值，是神的价值。
The way we determine whether or not a person is valuable is should be based on God and not based on the world.
神断定了，父母是要教导儿女的。
God has commanded, has decreed that the parents are to teach their children.
今天呢，儿女不但不接受父母的教训。
But today's kids, youth, not only despise or reject the parents' teaching,
年轻人，请你想想，是不是你还有的时候想要转过头来教训你的父母
？As a young person, have you ever thought of, you probably have experienced the thought that you wanted to turn around and scold and to teach your parents?
因为你觉得你比爸爸妈妈懂得还多。
Because you feel that you know more than your parents.
你玩电脑比你的爸爸妈妈要灵得多。
You are better at the computers.
我不是跟你们讲过吗？一个小孙女才六七岁。拿到一个 iPad, 咚咚咚咚咚咚咚，快得不得了。
I have a granddaughter that's 6-7 years old, and she's very capable with her iPod.
那么我们在她的面前简直像个傻子一样的。
And if we were to use that iPod before her, we would look like fools.
所以今天的年轻人很自然的就对年长的失去了尊重。
So it's very natural for a young person to lose respect for their elderly.
因为他的价值是在这个世界上的标准。
Because the standard of their value is the world's standard.
啊，你的技术多，你的技术高明，那你就应该来指挥。
If you're more advanced, if you're technologically more advanced, then you should be the leader.
但是在神的国度里头，权柄只有从神来。
But in God's kingdom, authority comes from God.
所以神的掌权的地方，一切的事情都是井井有条的。
So where God is sovereign, everything is is correct.
一个政府是这个样子。
The government is like this.
所以一个没有耶和华做王的一个国家，是一个无法无天的国家。
So a country without Jehovah as the king or as the Lord is a country that is in chaos.
一个主耶稣不是做主的这个家庭是很难维持一个秩序。
A family without Jesus Christ as the center of their household will be be difficult to maintain that family.
一个讲民主的教会绝对不可能是有好的见证。
And a church that talks about democracy or democracy and the way that they rule the church is not going to be a church that belongs to God.
我希望弟兄姊妹你听到了，教会不是讲民主的。
You have to realize this, that when I talk about the church is not a democracy.
今天许多人跑到教会来，哦，大家都是平等。
And people come into the church and they say everybody is equal.
教会你都不讲平等。
In the church, it does not talk about equality.
教会你都讲彼此相爱。
The church talks about loving one another.
教会你都讲尊重神的权威，神的荣耀。
The church teaches that we need to respect God and respect God's glory.
一个以神为主的教会是一个有秩序，是一个荣耀神的一个教会。
A church that respects that in which God is sovereign is a church that is orderly.
一个主耶稣基督做主的这个家庭绝对是个有秩序、有见证的一个家庭。
And a family in which Jesus Christ is the head of the household is a family that will glorify God and that is that in an orderly way.
当神在一个国家里的被这个政府尊重的这个国家一定是蒙福的。
If a country respects God, then this country will be blessed by God.
为什么50年前的美国跟今天的美国不同？
Why is the America is different 50 years ago compared to today?
我觉得根本的原因就是50年前神在美国是掌权的。
I think the basic difference is that 50 years ago, the God was the God of America.
但是今天这个社会已经把神在他们身上的许多影响都给贴出去了。
But today, in America,The society has already kicked out any influence that they can from God.
凡是有神的东西，他们都不要。
Anything that is related to God should be despised.
明明钞票上写着这个神在上的 In God we trust. 他们说我们要把它改掉。
On currencies, it's very clearly printed that it says, in God we trust. However, that is trying, people nowadays are trying to eliminate that verse.
孩子到教到学校里头来 then, 乖乖的唱诗唱歌来敬拜神他们要停止。
And they want to eliminate all possibilities of singing hymns and giving praise to God within schools.
是当神不在的一个人的组织，这个组织绝对是混乱无章的。
So when God is absent from an organization, that organization is usually in chaos.
你可以用人力来控制。
You can try to control it through men.
首先，你只能够服人，你不能够服他的心。
All you can control is the person's behavior, but you cannot alter or change his thoughts.
因此，你的统治只能够暂时的。
So therefore, your sovereignty over them or your control or authority over them is just temporary.
从古至今，专制的政权不断的崩溃。
So that is why throughout history, we can see that monarchs do not do not continue their power.
这很自然的事情。
This is very natural.
因此上，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们现在要回到本文来。神的权柄是最重要的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, as we return back to this verse, we will realize that it is God's sovereignty that, or God's authority that is the most important issue.
当神在我的生命里头做王的时候，我是生活的最愉快、最舒服的时日。
When God is the Lord of my life, and it is at that time,I live the most peaceful and the most joyful time, life.
我不知道看到多多少少的社会，大大小小的，有神掌权的地方，都是一片祥和。
When I look throughout history and look at places around here, wherever God is the king, we can see that it is peace and joy that pervades that whole place.
因为权柄在有权柄的这个上面， 彰显。
For the God's authority is revealed upon the authority of the organization.
我希望弟兄姊妹朋友们，你们去思想思想。
And I hope brothers and sisters, as well as friends, that you will think about what I just said.
现在我们来看圣经。
And let's turn back to scripture.
提摩太前书第五章。
Second Timothy.
First Timothy.
First Timothy chapter 5.
第一节跟第二节
Verse 1 and verse 2
不可严责老年人只要劝他如同父亲劝少年人如同弟兄劝老年的妇女如同母亲劝少年妇女如同姊妹总要清清节节的。
First Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 2. Do not sharply rebuke an older man, but rather appeal to him as a father, to the younger men as brother, the older women as mothers, and the younger women as sisters in all purity.
所以你看吧，对老年人你要尊重。
And here it says that you need to respect the older people.
对弟兄姊妹你要亲爱。
To the brothers and sisters that you need to love them.
但是对少年的妇女如同姊妹可是要清清洁洁的。
But to the younger woman as sisters, however, it says in all purity.
今天的美国的社会我想几乎所有世界上的这些社会都是污秽肮脏的。
In today's American society, as a society in this world today, it is very corrupt and very dirty.
男女在一起很快就误会了。
The relationship between a man and woman easily becomes entangled.
所以圣经里头讲到男女要相爱的时候特别要强调你们要清清洁洁的。
And that is why when the Bible talks about brothers and sisters loving one another, it needs to be in purity.
不可以像世界上的那些人一样的在男女的关系上那样子随便。
And it cannot be, it needs to be, the relationship needs to be respected differently from the way the world which treats the relationship between man and woman as allowing them to do whatever they want.
所以这个是年轻人，你们该有的见证。
And this is a testimony for brothers and sisters.
我们教会里的年轻人，讲很坦白的，我的眼睛从来不离开年轻人。
To be honest, I usually speak to the youth a lot.
因为年轻人在教会里这是很重要的。
Because the youth is very important to the church.
因为将来你们长大了，这个教会你们要掌管。
Because eventually, as you grow older, this is your church.
不一定要在这个教会，你到其他的教会去，我盼望你不要离开教会。那么你就要了解你应该怎么样子在教会你的生活。
Because it doesn't matter whether it's this church or another church, we hope that you will never leave the church, but you need to learn how to have authority within the church or how the church runs.
所以我很注意我们年轻人他们的行为。
So therefore, I spend a lot of effort noticing how our youth behave.
我知道年轻人都有点对我大概都有点再不然就是害怕再不然就讨厌。
I know that the youth among our church has this either has a slight hatred of me or dislike of me.
为什么？因为我看到你们就这样子跑掉了。
Why do I feel that you guys sometimes fear me? Is because every time I approach you, it seems like you will turn your head and walk away.
你知道这样子就告诉我一件什么事情
？This tells me one thing.
我说你假如是害羞，那当然是不必要。
Now, if you're shy, it's not necessary.
再不然就是你心里的亏欠
，or it could possibly be because you have this guilty feeling within you.
我在教会里头一看，我就知道人的属灵的光景。
Just walking around the church, I know where everyone is spiritually.
假如一个人跟神的关系正常， 心里面欢喜快乐，他一见到传道人。
If a person has a good relationship with God, and he has peace and joy within his heart, whenever they see a minister of God's word, they will be very enthusiastic in his greeting.
就是自己已经内疚了，知道没有真正的做一个好基督徒，所以看到传道人。
However, if you're not living a life that God desires you to live, you have a sense of guilt. And so every time you see a minister of God, you walk away.
所以年轻人以后我希望你们见到我跟我笑。
So for the youth among us, that hopefully whenever you see Elder Chu, you will smile.
不要见到我骨切脸跑掉。
And if you don't run away from me.
你知道吧让我很伤心。
Because it causes me grief.
我心里想有什么问题。
And I'm thinking, what is my problem?
我们在神的面前一样的。
Because we are all the same before God.
我心里面没有亏欠的时候我最喜欢祷告。
When there's no feeling of guilt within my life, I enjoy praying.
我什么时候对不起神了我什么时候我就不想祷告了。
Whenever I do something wrong or whenever I do something I know that's wrong before God, I don't really want to pray.
假如我犯了罪那更不要说了。
And if I've committed a sin, then I probably won't even consider it.
教会你的也不来了。
And I might not even come to church.
所以有的时候一个人好久不来教会我心里就觉得很为这个人担心。
So whenever I do not see a brother or sister come to church for a long time, I start worrying about this person.
这样子的人告诉我他跟神之间发生了问题。
Because this situation tells me that there might be some problems between him and God.
对老年人的、老妇人的这个教导有四方面。
The teachings toward how to behave for older women is from four different perspectives.
第一个就是举止行动要恭敬。
The first one is to be reverent in their behavior.
这个举止行动要恭敬，我们读起来读这么长，在原文里的只有一个字。
To be reverent in their behavior, there's so many words among it, but there's only one word in the original text.
这个字的意思就是你啊，像那个祭司一样的。
In other words, the original word means to be priest-like.
这个祭司，他心里面的光景我们不知道。
We do not know the condition of the heart of a priest.
他在神的面前，在人的面前。那是一生都是干干净净的啊，走路也有不同的姿态啊，做任何的事情都跟人不同。
But before men and before God, they dress and they act a certain way that is different from the way we act.
它是圣洁端庄。
They are sanctified and they are reverent.
所以一个老年的妇人。他在外面的行为必须要像祭司那样子的圣洁那样子的端庄。
So for an older woman, they are in their behavior, they are to be holy in the way they act as well dignified in their actions.
老年的姊妹们，你们在教会里头应该是一个圣洁的榜样。
So for an older woman within the church, you have to be that model of holiness.
所以你最好不要穿那个脏兮兮的衣服来。
So when you come, do not dress dirty.
你不需要穿名牌的衣服。
You don't have,
但是你也不要把那个衣服搞得太不像样。
You do not need to wear brand name clothes, but you need to wear appropriate clothing.
因为年轻的人在看着你。
Because the young people are looking at you.
年老的姊妹们啊，听着这句话啊，年轻的人在看着你。
For the elder sisters, elderly women within our church, the young people are looking up to you.
第二，年老的姊妹们了，要避免说谗言。
The second thing is that older women are not to gossip.
这种谗言不只是一种 gossip, 啊，这个 New American Standard 是叫 malicious gossip， 就是这一种 gossip， 这一种啊，这个传言呢、啊，是伤人的。
In the NASB, the translation is not just gossip, but it's malicious gossip. What that means is these gossip can cause harm.
我们中国人讲的这种话是造谣中伤。
In the Chinese, what it says is these gossip actually hurts individuals.
那么在新约的圣经里头，用这个说谗言的啊，这个来形容撒旦。一共有34次之多。
In the New Testament, this word, malicious gossips, is actually referred to the behavior of Satan 34 times.
这个神的这个仇敌撒旦。
And this is the enemy of God, sin.
他的一个基本上的一个性格就是要说谗言来造谣中伤。
And one of the attributes, one of the basic characteristics of Satan, is that he wants to gossip, maliciously gossip to hurt people.
所以当我们说啊这个谣言的时候，说伤人的谗言的时候，我们就跟撒旦一样。
So when we are gossiping, when we are maliciously gossiping, we are like Satan.
第三，要老年的姊妹们不要做给酒做奴仆。
And the third thing for older women is not to be enslaved to much wine.
我想我们中国人大概这个问题还小。
I think this is probably not very common among Chinese.
在这个外国人就是西方人，这个老年的妇人呢、啊，这个酗酒的很多。
However, among the Western culture, the elderly women they tend to drink a little bit more.
在神的这个掌管之下，这个是一般来讲，男人死得早。
Generally speaking, in this world, the man has a shorter life expectancy.
所以我跟师母我们两个人常常讲笑话。
So Mrs. Chu and I, we often joke about this.
他常常讲，我死了之后你要这样这样。
And she says that after I die, you need to do this and that.
我说你放心好了，你多半是做一个老寡妇。
And I said, don't worry about it. Chances are you will be an older widow.
你知道吗？老寡妇，全世界都是这个大部分都是这样子的现象。
You know, having older widows is a very common occurrence within this world.
这是神的作为，我们没办法了解。
This is God's method. We cannot question it.
你看，全世界他们的统计，全世界的财富，大部分都掌握在富人的手里头。
And when they did a research in terms of control of wealth, it is mostly in the hands of women.
男人辛辛苦苦的这里去赚钱，那就是赚钱，到后来眼睛一背，腿一伸，通通给了太太。
A man works his entire life, tries to gather wealth, but then eventually he dies, and who inherits it? Who inherits it is the wife.
弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道？寡居最痛苦的一件事情就是孤独。
The biggest, the hardest part of a widow's life is the loneliness.
所以，当一个妇人失去了配偶的时候
，So when a woman loses her spouse,
她一个很漂亮的房子。
Even if she lives in this luxurious home,
家里有各种的这个酒
，and there's many wine at home.
他一个人晚上坐在那个房子里的儿子女儿都跑掉了。
And at home, she is home alone at night as the kids have grown older and they have left the home.
想起了当年跟丈夫的那种亲密的那种关系。
And starts thinking about the close relationship that she had with her husband.
眼泪流下来
，She starts tearing up，
把丈夫从前照的一些照片拿出来看看
，She starts looking at the pictures，
最后跑到酒瓶那里去倒点酒来一杯
，And then eventually she starts drinking some wine，
一杯不够啊，二杯。
If the first glass is not enough, comes the second glass.
到喝醉了为止。
Until that she is drunk.
所以，在西方，老年的妇人酗酒的很多。
So in the Western culture, older women tend to be drunks quite a bit.
所以，保罗要老年的妇人在教会里头不要给酒做奴仆。
And that is why Paul writes to the older women in the church is not to become enslaved to wine.
就是不要醉酒。
Just do not be a drunk.
我不晓得我们教会里头有没有酗酒的这老姊妹，假如有的话，不要喝酒。
And if there's anyone among us like that, I ask you not to stop drinking.
你在家里头这个孤独什么，神与你同在，弟兄姊妹们很多。
When you are feeling lonely at home, just remember that God is with you, and you also have many brothers and sisters at church.
多多的读神的话。
Study God's word.
神的话会给你安慰。
For God's word will comfort.
神的话会给你力量。
God's word will bring you strength.
让你觉得活在这里不是没有意义。
Then you will realize that there is a purpose of you still living.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吧？我们人为什么觉得人生乏味？因为我们失去了生活的一个目的。
Do you know why sometimes we feel that life is so boring? It's because we lose the purpose of living.
假如我们有一个正确的一个目标在那里，我们自然就不会这样子无聊。
If we have a correct goal, then we will no longer be bored.
所以你要好好的养成一个好的习惯，不要去做酒的奴仆。
So you need to develop this good behavior and do not become enslaved to much wine.
然后你要用善道来教训人。
And it says then teaching what is good.
这个善道其实就是上面讲到的圣洁跟敬虔的事情。
And what is this thing such as good is referring to the holy life that person lives as well as the dignified reverent life.
是不是我们老年人要做年轻人的榜样？
As an older person, we are to be role models for the younger ones.
我们要像祭司那样子的圣洁。
We need to be sanctified or as holy as a priest.
所以这个就讲到我们有圣洁跟敬虔的这种生活。
So that is why our behavior has to be with reverent.
这些事情我们要拿得来教导年轻的人。
And we are to use these behaviors to teach the younger people.
我注意在我们教会里的这些老人一天到晚自己几个人聚在一起嘟嘟嘟嘟讲话。
When I come, I've noticed one thing within this church is that the older women tend to gather together and start talking.
最好老年人能跟年轻人能够打成一片。
And I think it would be a better situation if some of the older women are able to spend time with the younger women.
你说没这个年轻人不理我们了。
But you might say that the young women do not ignore us.
他不理你，你可以去找他。
They might ignore you, but you can go approach them.
你知道吗？我们的问题就是你不找我，我也不找你。
You think, one of our biggest problems is, if you ignore me, I'm going to ignore you back.
你在世界上这样子过活可以，你在教会里的就不对。
You can do this in the society today, but it's not the proper behavior within the church.
教会是个家。
For the church is as a home.
我们都是神的儿女。
As part of the family, we are all children of God.
你不理我，我也不理你，这像一个什么家？
If you ignore me and I ignore you, what kind of family is this?
所以老年的姊妹们，年轻人不理你，你去理他。
So for the elderly women among us, if the young ones are ignoring you, you need to approach them.
假如年轻人跑到你们门口来，你们几个老人巴拉巴拉巴拉就是自己在讲，年轻人有什么办法？
And if a younger woman approaches you while you guys are talking to each other, what can they learn from you?
所以你们要 开一个方便之门，让他们可以来亲近你们。
So you need to set the situation where they can approach you.
最主要的就是你脸上要带笑容。
And one of the most basic thing is to have a smile on your face.
这个老年人这个脸上的皮肤啊，这个大概紧了一点，所以笑起来不大容易。
And maybe as we age, our skin gets tightened a little bit. It's harder for us to smile.
笑脸迎人呢，所以你一笑，人家就愿意来亲近你。
We need to greet one another with smiles because as we start smiling, people will approach us.
我在讲你们，这也是我个人的问题。
I'm not just talking to you. I'm also talking to myself.
这些年轻人讲说是朱长老太严肃，就是因为不大看到我的笑脸。
And oftentimes people say that I'm too serious because they probably never see me smile.
那我笑你不看，我有什么你我有什么办法
？But when I'm smiling, you're not looking at me. So what's the purpose of me smiling?
那我现在就跟你们笑，你们都这样的。
Right now I'm smiling at you, but you're all bowing your head.
所以不要忘记，我们是一个家，我们要喜乐和平相处。
Don't forget, we are a family. We need to live in harmony, live with joy and peace.
从老年到少年，都要大家吸引彼此。
From the old to the young, we need to be attracted to one another.
下面第四节是老年的姊妹们一个很重要的对教会的一个侍奉。
The verse 4 is a special ministry in which the way the older women can serve the church.
他说啊，好指教少年妇人。
So that they may encourage the young woman.
你有了这许许多的经验，你对神这么多年有许许多多的认识跟经历，你可以把这些拿得来教导年轻的妇人。
With the years past, you have experienced God, you have more knowledge and wisdom. Now you can use these to encourage the younger woman.
我刚才说，这个是教会里头老年的姊妹们对教会的一个最重要的贡献。
As I mentioned previously, that this is the greatest offering gift that the older woman can give to the church.
过去这么多年，神在你的身上花了这么多的心机来造就你。
Throughout the years, God has spent so much effort building you up.
为什么这些宝贵的经验你不拿得来这个教导少年的妇人？
Why don't you use these experiences to encourage the younger woman?
这个少年的妇人是此地特别是讲到已经结婚的少妇。
The young woman that is referred to here are referring to women that have already been married.
因为下面要讲到教他们怎么爱儿女。
Because here in a following, it tells them how to love their children.
弟兄姊妹，下面的这几句话，这四节跟五节这两节圣经是圣经里的近年来遭受到教会内外攻击最烈、讥笑最多的经文。
Verse 4 and verse 5 that are to follow are the two verses that has been attacked the most, both from outside of the church as well as from within the church.
你叫少年的妇人爱丈夫、爱儿女，下面要谨守贞洁、料理家务、待人有恩、顺服自己的丈夫。这些话对今天的时代的女性听下去是受不了的。
Verse 4 and verse 5, it says that a young woman is to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands. This is the anti-message. This is against everything that the society is teaching today.
美国的道德破产是从60年开始的。
The moral bankruptcy of America's society started in the 1960s.
60年代开始了堕胎的这个风气。
Because in the 1960s, that's when abortion became more prevalent among this, within the society.
Roe v. Wade 变成了这个国家的一个法律。
Roe versus Wade became the basis of the law.
妇女运动 feminist movement 开始传遍了整个的美国。
The feminist movement overwhelmed America.
用句共产党的话，妇女要翻身了。
To utilize a communist slogan is that it is now the time of the woman.
从前是男人做社会的头啊。
Before it used to be men that rules this world.
如今我们女人要出来做头。
But today it is turned for the woman, the female, to rule this world.
你有没有注意到，弟兄姊妹 ，feminist movement 并不是讲到我们要跟男人平等啊。事实上，女人说我要统治男人了。
The basis of feminist movement is not talking about equality between men and women, but rather it is about the females ruling, having authority over the men.
这些这个妇女运动的这些人，他们觉得男性至上的这种观念了，是新约圣经时期的风俗。
They, for the leaders of the feminist movement, they believe that the reason behind male chauvinism is because it was bypassed, it was taught by the Bible.
也可能是保罗个人的意见。
And this might be a personal opinion of Paul.
不应该在现今的这个现在21世纪了，还要去遵守。
And it is not relevant to the lives of people in the 21st century.
弟兄姊妹，你的看法如何？
Dear brothers and sisters, what is your opinion on this?
到底这个社会应该是男的做头呢，还是女的做头呢？
In your opinion, should the men run this country or should the women?
你姊妹们讲，应该姊妹出来做头，那男人怎么讲？
For the sisters, you might say that the women should come out and be the head. What about guys?
弟兄姊妹，神的方法，神的原则永远是对的。
Dear brothers and sisters, God's method, God's principles, standards is always correct.
神的这个话语里头是让男人跟女人平等。
In God's teaching, He teaches that men and women are to be equal.
那些提倡妇女运动的人忘记了，是谁说的女人要自由？
The leaders of the feminist movement forget who it is that stated that women should have freedom.
多年来，女人一直在社会上受到压制。
Throughout history, it seems like the women of this country have been placed on a lower social ladder.
是谁让这个风气整个的扭转的？
And it is who is it that changed the society?
神的话
is God's word.
神没有要他的儿女去革命去运动。
God did not ask his children to be involved in revolution, involved in movements.
但是神的话把他的原则很清楚地告诉你。
But God's words clearly clearly states out his thoughts.
男人跟女人应该怎么样子彼此相对。
The teaching of God tells us clearly how a woman is to treat a man and the man is to treat the woman.
在神的国度里头，男人女人是平等的。
In God's kingdom, men and women are equal.
但是神做一切的事情都是有秩序的。
But the way God plans is everything is with order.
所以他在圣经上定下来许许多多的规矩。
So that is why there are rules that were established within the scripture.
他的规矩都是合情合理的。
And his rules are with reason.
因为按照他的规矩来行， 一切的事情都能够各得其所。
Because according to his rules, then all sides, their position will be thought for.
你不按照神的秩序，你自己要出来一个新的这个名堂，绝对是一片混乱。
If you are not willing to obey God's rules, God's method, then the result will be chaos.
这种对神的背逆，事实上从伊甸园就开始了。
This rejection of God began in the Garden of Eden.
在这个是撒旦的一个手段。
For this is a method of Satan.
撒旦诱惑了夏娃来反叛神。
Satan tempted Eve to reject God.
弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道？撒旦不但诱惑了夏娃来反对神，
然后
更进一步的诱惑夏娃去反对亚当。
Not only does Satan tempt Eve to reject God, but also tempted Eve to reject Adam.
我们看创世纪第三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
十六节。
Verse 16.
夏娃背叛了神，神现在对夏娃施行审判。
The woman or Eve rejected God, and right now she is to receive the punishment that comes from God.
十六节说，又对女人说，这是神对女人说，我必多多加增你怀胎的苦处，你生产儿女必多受苦楚，你必念慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。
Verse 16, to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your pain and childbirth. In pain you will bring forth children. Yet your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you.
弟兄姊妹，请注意，这个讲到夏娃念慕她的丈夫，并不是讲到他们两个在谈爱情啊。
Here in verse 16 it says that for Eve's desire to be with the husband is not talking about them dating or having this attraction for.
这个地方的念慕这个字啊，有特别的意义啊。
This desire has a special meaning.
是讲到一个人图谋来控制另外一个人。
And this desire, this word can be translated into saying that this person establishing a scheme to rule over.
那么也许有人讲，你怎么晓得是这个样子的？
How did some people might ask, how did you get that?
因为圣经这么说的。
Because the Bible says so.
我们可以看第四章。
Because we can look at Genesis chapter 4.
第四章第七节。
Chapter 4 verse 7. Genesis chapter 4 verse 7.
他说，我们从第六节开始读。耶和华对该隐说，你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必念慕你，你却要制服他。
We'll start actually at verse 6. It says, Then the Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry? And why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? If you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it.
我们无法说哦，这个啊，这个该隐啊，这个罪啊，伏在该隐的门前呢、啊，要跟这个该隐来谈恋爱，这个不可能吧
？And we cannot translate this verse as saying that. That the sin is crouching at the door of Cain, and Cain desire, and it desires to have this close relationship with Cain.
因为这个字念慕就是讲要控制他的意思。
Because the word desire is actually has a meaning of master.
他说这个罪要控制你，你 要转过头来制服他。
It says that the sin wants to master you, but you have to master it.
所以上面神宣布对夏娃的这个审判的时候，就讲到你要羡慕啊，念慕你的丈夫。
And that is why if we look at back at Genesis chapter 3 verse 16, it says God's decree was that yet you desire to master over your husband.
你不但是要反对神，你还要控制你的丈夫。
Not only are you rejecting God, but you also desire to take control over your husband.
弟兄姊妹，为什么妻子们总要控制丈夫？
Why is it that the wives always want to have control over the husband?
我并不是讲某一个人，我是讲一般的这样子的这个情况。
I'm not talking about a specific individual. I'm talking about a generalization.
因为从起初人性就是这个样子。
Because it was like this ever since the beginning.
这个女的从起初就不服男的。
Ever since the beginning, the woman will not submit herself to the men.
为什么不服？
Why is it that she wouldn't?
Because
sin.
因为她在罪中，所以她对神的一切的这个定规都不能够接受。
Because she is in sin, she therefore rejects all the rules that are set by God.
从那个时候开始。就男女争权，要管制对方。
So ever since the beginning, the woman wants the master over the husband. The husband wants the master over the wives, and it continues on today.
这么多年来，人要想办法要纠正这个问题。
And throughout the years, men has been trying to figure out a way to correct this behavior.
啊，男人也不要统治女人，女人也不要统治男人。
How do we come to this conclusion in which men will not master over the women and women will not master over the men?
我们在家里头，姊妹跟弟兄怎么相处啊？
At home, how does the wife interact with the husband?
为什么你们家里头不能够和气相处？
Why is there no harmony or peace within the house?
很简单嘛。丈夫要管制妻子，妻子要管制丈夫。
It's very simple because the woman wants to control the man and the man wants to control the woman.
对不对？
Isn't that true?
丈夫说，我今天想到某某地方去吃碗面。那太太说，为什么要吃面？我也想吃一个汉堡。
And maybe the husband says that tonight, let's go out to dinner and let's have noodles. But the wife returns, why should we have noodles? We can have hamburgers.
很不幸的，卖面的地方他不卖汉堡。
And it's unfortunate the place that sells noodles will not sell hamburgers.
所以你要决定还是去面馆呢，还是去汉堡店。
So should we go to a noodle house or a hamburger joint?
结果怎么样？就出来争执了。
So then we have arguments.
我为什么要到你的面店去？
Why should I go to that noodle house?
为什么你不到我的这个汉堡店？
Why don't you come with me to the hamburger joint?
对方也是同样的理由。
And your spouse also has this argument too.
所以一个家庭里头通常都是鸡毛蒜皮的事情吵起来。
And so within the households, arguments are usually caused by these little insignificant things.
根本的原因就是为什么我要听你？
But the basic reason behind these arguments is that why should I listen to you?
我听了你，不得已，但是我心里的不服啊。
I might have to listen to you, but within my heart, I really don't want to submit myself to you.
丈夫报仇是三年不晚了。
That for me to find revenge, I can wait 3 years.
今天让你得胜吧。
Today I'll let you win.
下一次你必须要听我。
But next time you're going to listen to me.
为什么？
Why?
为什么我要听你？为什么你不听我？就这个问题。
Because the question is this.Why do I have to listen to you and you don't listen to me?
从起初，弟兄姊妹就是如此。
Because ever since the beginning, it was such a way.
那我们怎么样解决这个问题呢？
So how can we solve this situation?
就是要回到神的原则，神的设计。
Is that we need to go back to God's plan and God's preparation.
神的设计。 我今天就不讲了。
I will not talk about God's plan today.
时间到了。
Time is up.
一方面，我讲出来，你们回去吃不下饭了。
Because if I start talking about it, you might not be able to enjoy your lunch.
所以下一次再来听。
So next time we'll talk about this.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你，让我们有机会来读你的话。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to hear your words.
让我们谦卑在你的面前。
Allow us to be humble before you.
让我们接受你为你所造的人所定的一切的原则。
So that we will be willing to accept the rules that you have established for the people that you have created.
这是真正的聪明。
This is true wisdom.
求主让我们能看到。
Lord, help us to realize that.
祝福我们的弟兄姊妹。
Bless the brothers and sisters here.
让他们都能够服在主的权柄之下。
So that they were all willing to be submissive before your authority.
让他们在世人的面前有真的美好的见证。
And that their testimony before this world is indeed beautiful.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
Lord, we thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.